right. Joining us now, let's talk to the man, the legend.
So cool. That song is so cool.
That song is very cool. Certainly
that song is.
Is
so cool.
Yes, it is the great Chubby Checker.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Always nice to be talking to people in Texas.
When was your first foray into Texas? Do you remember?
Oh, all I remember is when you cross the state line in Texas, you say, "Yeah."
As long as you know that, you'll probably be okay.
And also, I know that if you're coming in from Louisiana going into Texas, you won't on Monday. You won't get out till Thursday. I know that much.
Well, you've got to be here Friday, so when does that mean you should get here?
Well, we'll probably get there about 12 o'clock, because we're flying in from Orlando.
Ah.
And so we're very excited, you know, to be in Texas. Well, always nice being there, and I probably know all the streets of the place, because I've been all over Texas, and I have a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about playing. We're very excited about coming to play in Texas again. Wonderful.
Chubby Checker is the only guy to have a song reach number one on the charts twice. And that song is The Twist. And I'm always interested in guys like you who have one song. I mean, you've got other great songs too, like the one we just played, which was, you know, one of the follow-ups to The Twist. But you kind of got... You kind of got pigeonholed into that kind of bag, and did you ever feel bad about that, or did you ever get tired of it or anything?
Hey, you guys, does Walt Disney ever get tired of being Mickey Mouse? Of course not. And guys, I'll tell you something else. The Twist is probably the most important song on the dance floor. Do you know that? In 2 minutes and 42 seconds, a style was created on the dance floor that we're still doing today to everybody's music. I'm looking at her, she's looking at me, and we're fully dressed, exploiting our sexuality. That's still here. It never left the dance floor. Then we came along with the twist, the pony, the fly, the shake, the hucklebuck, and they slowed the music down, and all of the dances that we put on the dance floor became the boogie, and we're still doing it.
This is Chubby Checker, the maestro of many songs and many dances you just rattled off, too. And okay, so help me out here, because not being a guy that was around when those songs first came out, were the dances, did you come up with the song and then the dances accompanied the songs, or how did it all, what was the chicken or the egg here?
Back in the day, when the piece of paper was totally white and there was nothing on it, we just came in and made rules and did what we wanted to do. We didn't know that the public was going to accept all that stuff that we were putting out there. I mean, we just didn't know that. You are a victim, because I know when you went to your prom or you guys went out and danced, I mean, you danced in front of your friend. Or who it was. Well, Chubby put that there. I mean, it's like Edison who put the light bulb there. You might turn it on. You don't think about Edison, but he's the guy that put it there. I'm on the phone. You don't think of Alexander Graham Bell saying, "Watson, is that you?" You just use the phone. And when you go out and do the boogie, you don't think about Chubby Checker, but Chubby Checker is there continuously. And the dances that we made up, there was a song called The Twist written by Hank Ballard. And the kids in the inner city, the kids are always in the inner city, guys, are creating all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And between the song, The Twist, and the thing that the inner city kids put together, Chubby Checker had a window of opportunity. So I went out there when I was in the 12th grade and made a big deal out of what we thought The Twist was. And we didn't know that a guy in Pittsburgh named Porky Chadwick was going to play the B-side of my record, and that song was The Twist. And the very next day, the phones rang off the hook, and we made it to American Bandstand because Dick played everything that was popular, And in 2 minutes and 42 seconds, kids, the whole world changed. And what? The whole world is still changed as a result of that.
All right, wait a minute here. Hey, let's back up. So the twist was not even the main single on the record. That was a B-side that you probably, did you even think much of it?
Well, I thought a lot of it because I had a song called The Class, and the first song was a hit. It wasn't that cool, you know. It wasn't cool to sing The Class, but it was cool to sing The Twist. And so, but they made it the B-side of the record, and Porky Chadwick says, hey, I'm not going to play the T-O-O-T, because that was the A-side. I'm going to play The Twist, which is the B-side. And thank God he did that, because my life changed. And by the time I graduated high school, I was a cool guy on the stage singing The Twist. It was so hot.
How old were you when all that took place?
About 18, 17. Something like that. I was just graduating. When I was graduating high school, The Twist was being played on the radio. And it was so cool because in my yearbook, you know, I'm already Chubby Checker in the front of my class, you know, when I was graduating. I went to school with Fabian. We went to school together. Along with the Intruders, went to school with the Intruders, Little Sam. We did that. And Danny and the Juniors, they were like around at that time. But it was so cool to be a teenager and having the number one song of all time, the number one song of the 60s decade was not anybody else but Chubby Checker. It's amazing. The Twist will be number one until 2065.
Wow.
What did you think of the Hank Ballard version when you first heard it?
Well, I knew it and I loved it, and Hank wrote it, but they didn't play it by him. I mean, it wasn't like it was off the hook by Hank Ballard. It wasn't. I mean, they stopped playing it. That's why we came on the scene, because they stopped playing it. So we went out and we did The Twist. But, you know, at that time, there was very little difference between Cassius Clay and Chubby Checker, because ego was coming off of the ceiling. You know, in fact, I taught Ali how to run his fat, big mouth. He came to me in Louisville and says, "You don't want to be a trip, man." He says, "You know, can you give me some pointers?" I said, "I'll tell you how to do it." Because I was a little jealous, because Ali was a boxer, and if he could run his mouth and be as tough as he wanted to be, as long as his mouth could back up what he said. And I knew this, so I helped him get there with his ability. And you need to be exciting, and you have to say a lot of things, and you got to back up what you're talking. But in my business, everybody runs my business. I don't have no control of nothing. I just go out and sing. If a disc jockey doesn't want to play me, I'm stuck. But Ali wasn't stuck. So The Twist came out, and it was amazing. It went well, and I was Mr. Cool, and it was great.
How old were you when you figured out that you had made a lot of money? Were you still in, were you even 21 years old?
You know, we made a lot of money, and I was always a hardworking kid. You know, I always had a pocket full of money, and when I was 12 years old, I worked in the chicken market. And I worked in the produce market. I always had a pocket full of money because I always went out and worked. I knew that if you want to have money, you have to work. And my dad instilled that into me when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I know that if I want to have a pocket full of money, and I want to have a car, and I want to have all this, you got to work. And so that's what I did. And so handling money was not a big deal. By the time I was 17 and 18 years old, I was handling more money. I said, okay, that's nice. That's good. But, you know, I want to tell you something. The money, mm-hmm. I control the money. The money does not control me. I'm in charge of the money.
That's good.
The money's not in charge of me.
That's good.
But I've been blessed, and God's been very good to me, and I'm having a good career, and I play these shows. I would like to hear my music on the radio a little bit more from the broadcasting community, because I don't think I'm being treated properly in that area. I don't think you should have the number one song on the planet, and I don't hear it on the radio like I hear the other songs out there. So I'm a little upset about that, and it hurts me a little bit. But I do the best I can with what I have.
What songs do you think that are overplayed that make your song underplayed?
I don't think that at all. I just think mine's not getting played at all. I'd like to hear more of my song getting played. I want to be able to sing Get Back Honky Cat, with Elton John. Everybody knows it. You know, I want all generations to know what the number one song in the world is today. And, you know, there's no format to the number one song on the planet. If a country station says, hey, you know, we're gonna play the number one song in the world right now, who's going to turn it off? It's the number one song. If you're a jazz station and you play it, if you're playing classical music, and say, just a moment, let's stop for a minute, once you hear the number one song on the planet, who's going to turn it off? I want to hear my music on the radio. This is the thing that's so hurtful to me, that I don't hear my music on the radio. Because if I heard my music on the radio, more people would come to see my show. And I don't have that much time left. I got 75 years old, you know, and I still kick a lot of butt. You know, I do that. And when we come into Arlington on Friday to burn that place down. It won't be the same when we leave there, because that's what we do. I want more people to hear what I do. I want more younger people to know that Chubby Checker is got the twist. I want more young people to know that the dances you do on the floor is all about Chubby Checker. I want them to know that. And that's why when I was messing around with Ali, that frustration that I had, I put it into him, because I knew I couldn't have that control that he had.
All right. Chubby Checker wants you to go see him. So go see him this Friday at the Arlington Music Hall out there. Let's see here.
Right off center.
Yeah, it's right off center. And let's see. I can tell you how to get tickets. Go to arlingtonmusichall.net. You can get tickets to this Friday's show there. And there's 10% off for your listener. Oh, gosh. There's a discount code. Just mention our code name, Hardline. You'll get 10% off. How about that?
Oh, Chubby, thanks so much. Have fun when you make your way down here.
Good talking to you.
We love you and remember you.
That's right.
All right. The number one song ever, The Twist. Go see him do it.
Still number one.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Chubby.
I love you, Chubby.
God bless.
You love me?
Bye-bye. I love you, yeah.
All right, good.
All right, there he is, Chubby Checker, doing The Twist.
Man, who knew that he was the reason that Muhammad Ali got to be so big?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What in the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Just another out there hardline interview.
He does.
What do you expect?
He did tell me he loved me, though.
He did. Yes. Yeah, I love you. He made
I
Ali.
Love him too.
He'll have the number one song in 2065. 65? Yeah, it'll still be
How
number
does that
one.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I answered that with a huh.
Yeah, we got a little ways to go till then.
Oh my God.
All right, up next, back into the scene across the way there tonight.
This guy says Chubby Checker invented water.
The ticket is with the Rangers in surprise.
You know, you don't play The Twist enough coming out of break, Mike.
I know I don't. See?
It's disrespectful, Mike.
It is. It's so rude to Chubby. Man.
That was my guests.
That was awesome.
That was the best way that could have gone.
It really was. Because he could have been... I mean, I've never heard an ego like that. It was really funny.
Oh, God.
But the
I had no idea.
The response... We should have known. Remember reading the articles about back in the day about how pissed off he was that The Twist wasn't getting enough recognition and stuff like that? He's still the same way. But the internet reaction is the best of all time.
Pope announces discovery of 13th Apostle, Chubby.
P1 Domo says, Chubby Checker built the wall in Game of Thrones. Just him doing The Twist in front of that wall. The Unticket says, I think Chubby interview might have trumped African Killer. Mino, when you listen to The Ticket, you don't think about Chubby Checker, but Chubby Checker is always going to be there.
Chubby Checker cured cancer.
Yes. Lots of Donald Trump comparisons, mm-hmm. And boy, that's pretty apropos. Chubby Checker created Obama.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Mm.
Dear DFW ticket, does God know on the eighth day Chubby Checker created him? Discuss. Chubby Checker just put all the Corby CJ Wilson brag montages to shame.
Did he claim to know every street in Texas?
He did. He did.
Way to call him on it.
Yeah, I might have something to say about
yeah,
that.
Why didn't you? Hang on a second here, Checker.
Yeah, listen to this.
Chubby Checker would have drafted Dak in the first round. I want to thank Chubby Checker for this Diet Coke, number one cola in the world. I think Chubby and Vanderjack are estranged brothers. That's about right.
We haven't thought about that guy in a while. And I sure didn't think Chubby Checker would be the one bringing him to mind.
No.
What a weird interview.
Chubby discovered America.
He did.
Wow.
Well, go see him. He'll be out there Friday.
At the Arlington Music Hall?
Yes, at the Arlington Music Hall. And let me get this straight for you once again. ArlingtonMusicHall.net. And you get 10% off if you use our code word hardline. So there.
There you go.
His Take handler, advantage of that if you wish.
His handler wants a copy of the interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cut off the end of it.
Give it to him then. See how they like that.